Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This all year, I think it's one of the biggest conversations. And it's not just for Major League Baseball, though it hits Major League Baseball harder because it's also about the NBA. There are about 16 teams in both sports who have what we call regional sports network. Matt, like for us, we have the NBC, right? That's a regional sports network. They call it an RSN, right? We have NBC Bay Area Sports, or whatever it's called. What is it?
We got NBC Sports Bay Area.
NBC Sports Bay Area.
And NBC Sports California.
Right. Well, around the country, there's this thing called Bally's, all right? Or Diamond Sports, which is what its company name is. And it went bankrupt. And so imagine 16 teams in both sports, baseball and the NBA, that were relying on revenue from that television TV deal. And they were building that in to how they would structure their salaries, right? In the NFL, everything is national. The only thing that you get local are the preseason games. So everybody takes the full pie of money and they divide it amongst every team. The Jaguars on the TV money get the same amount of money as the Niners. The Cowboys are giving the same amount of money as the Raiders, as the Tennessee Titans, etc. Well, in baseball, there's a regional sports network and they divide some pie up on national money, but their amount of national money is nowhere near what the NBA's is and nowhere near what the NFL's is. So they rely on these regional sports networks. About 10 years ago, the Dodgers created their own channel. Okay. It's called Spectrum Sportsnet LA, and it netted them over a 25-year period, $8 billion. $8 billion.
So the Dodgers created that one. I know the Lakers play on there too. So like they encompass all the LA squads. Okay.
And they signed a deal with Time Warner. All right. And so,
They took the, not to cut you off, the Yankees path, because they have the Yes Network.
Exactly.
Obviously too.
And the Mets have Nesson and Boston Red Sox have, what is it called? Not Fenway.
Masson, right?
Masson. Yes. Yeah. So there's a handful of teams that don't want to split that money up. They don't want to go national. They want to stay right where they are because they have a tremendous amount of money. And everyone's like, well, and I agree with this. Like, it's a little unfair that the Dodgers and the Yankees and the big brands have their TV thing so locked in stone. And so like, they know exactly how much money they're getting from TV for the next 15 years, right? The Oakland A's, part of why the Oakland A's are in Sacramento is because they could still do a deal with NBC California. And they could still get some of that TV money. If they were to go to Vegas, they would have to rework the entire deal and it wouldn't be anywhere near it. Because again, these regional sports networks are antiquated. So everybody's screaming about the deferred money. I don't think the problem is the deferred money. In the NFL, they defer money all the time. Think about the Brandon Ayuk contract. He's getting certain guarantees spread out over many years. Now, for most of these guys, it's the life of the contract. But in many cases, you'll see a guy still get paid and he's not on the roster anymore, right? You see this all the time. Russell Wilson's still getting paid by the Denver Broncos. He's not on the roster, okay? He plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the deferred money, I know everyone's losing their mind. It's not that big of a deal to me. What is a big deal to me is that it's just not equitable. And what ends up happening is you have the haves and the have-nots. So, for example, Juan Soto, there's really only about 7 or 8 teams that can even begin to entertain a contract when it comes to Juan Soto.
And I think that's been cut down to like 5 teams because they had the initial meeting, right? And now he's even cutting down more teams after that.
So, right? In the NFL, like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers gets to choose where he wants to go, but conceivably, all 32 teams could afford Aaron Rodgers. Right? You don't have that in baseball. So we are broken. And what's going to end up happening, and it's going to take some time. It's going to probably take about 4 or 5 years. You're going to see they're going to break up and splinter all these regional sports networks, and they're going to have to package this thing national. And it's the only way that the Tampas and the A's and the Twins and all these smaller market teams are going to be able to compete financially. And they need to have a salary cap floor. You need to have a floor so that everyone can compete. And you need to have some sort of a ceiling. Like, they have to figure it out. I don't know what that number is, but they have to figure it out. Because right now, there's no middle class in Major League Baseball. And you have a team like the Oakland A's, and they're saying our payroll is going to go over above 100. I'll believe it when I see it.
Respectfully, Joe Shasky, they're the Athletics now. The Oakland wants
to. I'm sorry, what did I say?
You just said Oakland Athletics. They're not.
My bad. Just the I apologize. I don't mean to trigger you. No. That's really.
You're not triggering me. I was actually just saying that.
No, I know, but I feel that.
Tongue in cheek.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
It's like Justin Timberlake in. What was it? The Social Network? Where he's like, drop the in the Facebook.
I thought it would be like T.O. It's tongue in cheek.
Yeah, there you go. Me and T.O. actually have a lot more in common than you'd think. Deli Boy. What's up, bro? How you doing?
What's up, Deli Boy wants to join on this Giants talk. Carter.
Turn it on. Oh, yeah. It might not be turned on. That might be the problem there on the pot. So there you go.
Deli Boy, we got it.
What's up, Deli Boy?
You guys can hear me? What's up, guys? I was just getting that message last night and seeing Snell go to the Dodgers just put a knot in my stomach. You know, it frustrates me because you can't blame him to go to a winning franchise. You know, he wants to win. I get it. But this is Farhan screwing us one more time by not trading him at the deadline, and we're getting nothing for him. We could have gotten something for him. We weren't going anywhere in July. We weren't going anywhere in August. Why didn't we trade him? Oh, I don't know, because Farhan said after one Robbie Ray start, we have the best rotation in baseball. And then what happened? We went tanked. We just stuck. We should have just traded him like that. And Joe, I agree with you. I think it's time for MLB to start implementing some sort of salary floor. Now, if teams want to spend like crazy, I say let them. If they can afford it, you can't blame them for doing that. But you got to force some of these smaller market teams, especially like John Fisher and the A's, to say, hey, you have to spend a minimum amount of money. Because yep. I don't care if the players are going to get their money. They're going to get their money. The players' union is going to want them to get as much money as they can. The thing is you got to give something back to the fans and saying, I'm going to put money back into the team so you can have a winning product on the field. And right now what they're doing to Buster Posey is unfair. They're putting him in because they're trying to appease fans and having a face that we all know. But then at the same time, you're telling us we're cutting back salary. We're out on Soto. You let Snell go for nothing, and then go to our rivals, which for something for 5 years, 172.
Yeah,
we couldn't afford that. We couldn't spend that kind of money. I don't understand that. Now, the only way that I think that the Giants can redeem themselves is if they get a little plethora of players. I'm talking, go out and go get Bo Bichette, Willie Adames, go get Vlad Jr. Go do something. If you don't do anything, I'm saying it's time to sell. You got to get new ownership, new face in there, because if we're going to be doing like this, we're going to be looking up at the Dodgers for the next 10 years, in which it looks like we already are. And that's frustrating because this is, look at, especially with the A's now eventually going to go to Sacramento and then eventually going to Las Vegas. You have a whole region of Northern California just waiting for a team for there. And you have a vacuum that you can get these fans and get a winning team out there, but they're not doing it.
I know.
I don't understand. Wouldn't this be the time to strike and be like, no, we're going to go for it. We're going to get that little plethora of fans that are disenfranchised. They don't know what to do. We're going to get a winning product out there. I just don't understand the direction of where the Giants are going. And I feel bad for Buster Posey because I kind of feel like he has to come out and say, we're not doing these things. And it's going to make us feel better. Oh, because it's Buster. It still pisses me off.
I know.
I'm still frustrated right now.
How much pressure is on Bryce Eldridge?
Oh, man.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Thanks, Deli Boy. Appreciate the time, man. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Anthony Slater, 8:30, talking Dubs. Stu Gotts, our guy from Dan Le Batard Show, 920 talking about his book that he's promoting, but also just, you can talk about anything. I know Stu Gotz is a big, I don't know if it's tongue in cheek or not, but Ohtani hater. So maybe he's be welcomed here on the program. You're with him.
Well, look, there's something to be said. Like, the top seven payrolls in baseball all made the playoffs, right? Yeah. So there's something to be said about money. But that being said, the Padres had the Dodgers beat. Like, and they reduced payroll, by the way, the Padres this last year. They had them. If they just closed out in game six, they're the team that advances.
I mean, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, no, we're all Merry Christmas.
Like, but Joe, can you acknowledge, like, the Padres had an opportunity to take them out?
They did. Yeah, they did.
And look,
but they didn't.
Are the Padres a financial juggernaut? Yes, to a team like the A's, but to the Giants, no. The Giants had a higher payroll this last year than the Padres. So, like, yes, you need to have money. Like, I'm not saying that money doesn't matter. Money absolutely matters. For example, with them, they lost a ton of pitchers. This is the Dodgers. You still have the money to take on more payroll at the deadline, right? A lot of these small market teams don't have that luxury when injuries happen. So that is a built-in advantage. But the Padres had them. And Dylan Cease and them couldn't get it done.
You know what's frustrating, too? It's the biggest move for the Dodgers wasn't even someone that was that expensive. It was someone that the Giants actually, they were linked to and someone they could have had. It's kind of like Teoscar Hernandez.
It's a great
call.
Like,
come on. Like, you can't get a guy like that in your building. You let the Dodgers go for the cheap, and he's probably going to get re-signed by them. Or, hell, maybe the Giants are interested in him now. I don't know. But those are the moves that would piss me off more so than anything. Because, yeah, you weren't going to get Shohei. You're not going to get Juan Soto. It's those fringe guys that can make a huge difference. And he was an all-star last year. He wasn't even a fringe guy.
Yeah.
So those are the moves that I'd be looking at. But let's pivot now.
Yeah.
Joe Shasky to a team with legit expectations, not the Giants.